For this story, you need to know two things. That there are two people in this story. One is a little bird, and his name is Little Bird. And he looks sort of like this. Can you make your own little birds? Little birds. And the other one...
Like babies?
Like babies, exactly. The other one is a great big gardener. And our sign for him is going to be just a great big old hand. So whenever we hear the gardener, we're going to make that great big old hand. Can I see that great big old hand? Because gardeners have big, strong hands from working in the garden, right? So once upon a time, there was a little bird. He was just learning to fly, which is very hard work. Can you imagine? All day long, his mom and dad were trying to nudge him out of the nest, saying, "Just try, little bird. You can do it." But it was too hard. And after his last try, when he was covered with dust from falling in the road, his mom helped him get back up into the nest, and she tucked him into a nice, big, soft pile of leaves to go to sleep. He fell asleep very quickly because he was very, very tired. And in the midst of his sleep, what do you think happened? He had a dream. Do you guys ever have dreams?
Yes, I do.
You do?
A bad dream.
Sometimes bad dreams and sometimes good dreams. Does anybody ever have happy dreams?
Yes, me.
You do? Good.
Sometimes my sister has bad dreams.
Sometimes your sister has bad dreams and then everybody gives her a cuddle and helps her not be scared, right?
I have a lot of good dreams.
You have a lot of good dreams. Well, this is the story of a good dream. Little Bird's dream was that he was in a beautiful, beautiful garden. It seemed familiar to him. Even though it didn't look like Mom and Dad's nest, or even the yard where their tree was. It just felt like somewhere he had been before. You ever have that feeling sometimes? I've been here before. Don't remember when, but it looks a little familiar. So Little Bird was sitting there in that garden wondering where this was, when who should come upon him but an old gardener. He had a warm smile and great big hands. Hands that were a little rough from working in the garden, but gentle too. And he used those gentle hands to softly pick up Little Bird and bring him close to his face. Little Bird thought he might be frightened, but somehow he knew that this was a good gardener, and he wouldn't let him fall or let him be hurt in any way. And the gardener said, "Welcome back, Little Bird. Do you remember where this is?" And Little Bird said, "No. It feels like I should remember, but I just can't. But it's really nice here. I like it." The gardener said, "Before you were hatched in your mom and dad's nest, you were here with me. This is the starter garden for all of my creatures. You begin here, and then you go to your mom and dad in their place. Most of my creatures don't really remember this place, and that's okay. Because once you go to be with mom and dad, you don't need to remember this time and place." Little Bird's eyes got really wide. He couldn't imagine a time before when he came out of his shell in mom and dad's nest. But somehow this place felt like somewhere he had been before. He just could not shake that feeling. The gardener looked at him and said, "I think you remember a little bit about this place, don't you?" The little bird nodded. "Well, it's a special place, and you must be a very special little bird to remember. But look at you, you're all dusty. I was trying to fly, and I wasn't very good at it, and I fell down into the dusty grass. It wasn't fun. I didn't like it at all." The gardener said, "Do you remember how we used to bathe all the little creatures here when they got dusty? How I would pick you up and take you to the stream over there?" "No, I can't remember that, but I bet it felt good. Would you like me to take you over to that stream and wash you off?" "Oh, that sounds nice. The water isn't cold, is it?" "Oh no, it's nice and warm. Not too warm, but warm enough. It's just right." "Okay." So the gardener took little bird over to the water and gently set him on the bank of the stream. He used his great big hands to scoop up a little of that warm water and let it pour over little bird, washing off the dust. It felt so good. Little bird felt refreshed. He could hardly remember how scared he had been when he had tried to fly. He could hardly remember the big bump that happened when he fell and got all dusty. He just felt good. Nice and clean and fresh and loved. "Thank you, gardener. That's better than the worms Mom brings me to eat. I feel great." "Water is like that, little bird. It cleans us and it refreshes us and it makes us happy. Now I'll tell you a little secret, little bird. This is a special stream. It is water that just doesn't drip off you just because you're clean." That made little bird a little worried because Mom didn't like him dripping water in their nice clean nest. The gardener saw that look and realized what little bird was thinking. "No, no, it will dry off your feathers in a little bit, but there will always be a little bit of it in your heart. You've been refreshed and washed in the stream, and you can feel that way forever. Just think of the stream and the love that you felt when the water splashed off all the dust, and you will feel that water in you again. I love you, and I always want you to feel that love. So I give you a little bit of water in your heart." "But won't my heart get wet? Is that allowed?" "No, it's just a warm water feeling. But I bet the next time you try to fly, if you think of that warm water feeling, you'll find the courage to try extra hard, and you will soar. And then when you see a stream or a lake or a pond or a river or even a bird bath, you can fly down and wash off and feel that same joyful feeling of how much I will always care for you." "I'm not so sure about the flying part." "I know, it's scary, but I believe you can do it. After all, I made you to do it. But now it's time for you to go back to sleep. Always remember the water. Always remember my love. Be brave, little bird. Fly high." Little bird was sleepy. His eyes closed, and before he knew it, he was sound asleep again. The next morning, he woke up in Mom and Dad's nest. He could barely remember the dream and the gardener and the stream, but he felt rested and strong. "Mom," he said, "can I try to fly again? I think I can this time. And I want to see if I can fly over to that bird bath over there. I want to take a dip in the water." And he did just that. Good story? You know what's happening next? We are going to baptize little baby Bryce. And I know that everybody likes to watch that up close. So kids, you can stay up here and you can sort of scoot over a little bit to the right there. And we are going to sing a hymn, which is hymn number 490. When the music starts, you all can stand and sing that. And the family and the baby can join me over at the baptismal font. I'll see you there in a second.